So middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Gimel, the halachas of Tachshiten, going out in the street with different types of jewelry, the bottom of page 182 on Sif Yud Zayin. Yes, Oisim, some say it's forbidden l'havim avteach to bring a key, a filah b'chatzar abayis, even in the courtyard of the house, kim biyadoi, only in his hand, but not on his belt. Shem yishkach, you might forget, v'yitzein lo shus rabbi is going to come to take it out to the street. Says Mishabura Sivkot Nun Vav, b'chatzar abayis, in the courtyard of the house, meaning hayna filah b'chatzar merevis, even by a courtyard that has an Erev, that's v'deyizu. Now this opinion here, adeya shniya de sif yitches b'samach, is the second opinion of the next sif, of sif yitches, Shasriya law that it holds the chosha asalat by derech malbush brishas rabbim, anything that we said forbidden to go out as a way of a garment in the street, asalat, but in all goes that a filah b'bayis b'chatzar merevis, even in the house, even in the shirt courtyard. So sifkat nun zayin. So they say ginala go with a key, even the courtyard has kim biyad b'chulu haynu. That is the b'masha not to lelohi to biyad l'chatzar. This that they permit him to go out with it in his hand to the courtyard. L'shayech shem yishkach v'yitzan gam shasram. That we're not worried that he might forget and take it out to the street. If that would be the case, you would never be able to like move anything in the house in the court. You might forget, you might come to carry it out. So that's what he said, that you're allowed to take it with your hand. If we would permit him to take it out as a way of wearing it, if the key is hanging on his belt, Matzuhu, it's very common, when he's going with his garment, when a person's wearing something, he forgets, he goes wherever he's accustomed to, even to the street, he doesn't take it off in the middle. This is the actual reason of the second opinion of the coming paragraph that we're going to say in Sefer Yitzchaz, which it holds, the any ornament that they say is forbidden for a person to go out into the street as a way of a garment, you're not allowed to adorn yourself also in the house and in the courtyard. So therefore, actually, you could carry this key in the house, in the courtyard, but you can't wear it because that's something that we don't let you go into the street with, and then we don't let you into the shared courtyard either. Sif Yud Ches. Kol she'asach chacham lotzeis, as you continue to have tzadik beis, boi l'shus harabim, anything that they said, it's forbidden to go out with to the street. So asach lotzeis boi l'chatzah shen murevis. So they said that you can't go out with it to the courtyard that does not have an Erev. Chutz ni kavol upe anachris, dainu, that is kaliya seyar. This is a braiding over the hair, shakala b'teksara, like some type of hair extension, like a shetel, that she braids into her hair. Those are the two exceptions. And the yeshem, some say, this is the yeshem that we quoted before, the previous sif, the chol shasa lotzit by no anything you're not go out with, I feel the skasha by bebayis asa, and even to wear it in your house is forbidden. The chol shken lotzit by lachotzim whatever, so be sure to go out to a shared courtyard, meaning a courtyard that has an area. Chutz mekavol pein lachris, again, we didn't want the woman to be totally disgraced, so we let her these two things, which is some type of head covering, and like these hair extensions. Yeshem, some say shakol motu lotzit by b'chatzer. No, everything you're allowed to go out with to the courtyard. I feel like in murebis, even if there's no erev. That's three opinions. The Idna says the mechaber currently nosh de danogu. Our women, their custom is lotzit b'chatzer shitin. They go out with all types of jewelry. Yeshem, some say, you know why? The truth is the medina asuris from the ikar loch, as we're saying throughout the siman, it's forbidden. But since you're not going to listen, which is a very rare thing that we say, but it's a klal that we say mutav shiyshegis while yimazidus. Better that it be them in error and let them not be deliberate. We don't tell them otherwise. We let them do it like it's a shaggy. Now, there are those who teach about them that a merit to say that actually their custom is actually based on the last opinion that I wrote, that they didn't make it forbidden to go out with jewelry to a courtyard that there's no Erev. And what do you mean? But they go out to the street with that. Yes. Currently, that we don't have a full-fledged Rishas Rabbim, Havalikol Rishas Rabbim Shalom the Karmelis. All our streets are Karmelis. The Dina Kachatashin Murevis. It's like a courtyard that does not have an area, but Mutra and therefore it's going to be permitted. And that's why women currently wear jewelry. Some say Oitam Lahatir. Another reason why women wear jewelry currently, even though we've been saying throughout this whole siman from the Gemara, going all the way back there, that we said jewelry is a problem, that she might take it off and show it off and carry Dalai Lamas, because the Aksham currently is Shkicha Takshitin. Jewelry is very common. Women wear it even during the weekday. But we don't have to be concerned that maybe she's going to take it off and show it off. might be mayim, like in their days, shalhayri gimlets ben rak b'shabbos. They wouldn't wear their jewelry only just on Shabbos. We'll have a shchichi. It wasn't so common. So therefore, it says tayser per kokisve and agvers alfasi per b'maisha. Maybe that's why it's different those days from our days. It says the mechaber further. Mia, however, tabas sheish la'choisim la'isha, a ring that has a signet for a woman. B'she'en la'choisim la'isha, that does not have a signet for a man. The Mishnah says that either one of those is a deraisi chayvachatas. Af b'karmelus asa, even the karmelus forbidden, and they're fafela didan, even for us. But who adin, the same thing is, l'chomai de'itma b'chayvachatas, wherever say chayvachatas, would still apply. Yes, Mishnah, some say, she was man as that actually in today's time, shenoga anoshim lotzim b'tabashin ala chayisim, that the custom is that men wear rings that don't have a signet. Adizalem ketach, it's actually like an ornament, but sharing, they're permitted like women's jewelry. According to this, it's possible that women actually do go out with rings that do have a signet. Then for them, it is already like a taksha, and it's also that's also permitted. We have to warn the women, they should not go out but with these needles that they have to maintain their knotted here, or but not more than that. Because any one of those needles that is there's no benefit. She just has it like extra. Yishmal on that. They'll listen to us, and that would be problematic. It says the Mishnah Siv Katan Nun Ches. So he said that whatever Chachamim said, it's forbidden to go out to the street. It's forbidden lotzes by lachatzer b'chul. It's forbidden to go out to a chatzer that does not have air. Behind that is mibayis lachatzer from the house to the courtyard. But the same thing is shloi l'skash ben lachatzer gufa kshein merebes, not to be adorned with it in the courtyard itself when there's no air. Mishnah B'dam l'chazaram, because similar to the street, similar. But to take out to a court that has air, sure that's permitted. But sure you let her have it in the house. But a chutzah that does not have air, that you should not. And however, except a couple, which Hainu Kippish on Tzemeshim and Siv Gimel, we spoke about this Siv Gimel, that's like this head covering of wool. And a peyanachris, which Machaba said, that's like some type of hair extensions, braiding that she puts it there here. Now, v'huadin itztimo hakastav sham, so to itztimo that's written over there. Why did they permit these ornaments? A woman should not be repulsed upon her husband. I'm like this kasha kav. She's not going to be able to wear anything because of this concern. Then she's going to not going to look pretty, and the husband's not going to be happy with her. So therefore, that we left. Tzivkat and samach, peyanachris, which is kliya seir, which is tolish. You have here that's detached. Shetavarta al sar mamala, that's piled up on her hair above. You have some people, women, they have a very thin hair. So they want to look like they have a lot of hair. So they have, again, these hair, not really extensions, but really additions to make it look like more full. Which that's the Sharatin Eisman basis from Rashi. He says, the writes, that she braids into her hair. That's Labdavka, according to what we wrote in Sefalv, according to the first opinion, that even to go out with strands of linen or wool to the street is permitted. Look at the other reason. That's something from the Prima God. Sivkat and Samach Aleph. So some said that, no, whatever you're not allowed to go out with, even to wear in the house is forbidden. And for sure, to a chatzah that you can't go out to chatzah merebes, chutz mekabal v'chulu, except for, like, again, v'kabal peyanachris. The mutter v'chol chatzah, that's permitted in every courtyard. Can they shleit diskan abal, but can other, she should not be disgusting on her husband, like we said, which the Sharat Sin Eisman Gimel says that according to this opinion, where it's forbidden, you have to make it forbidden in all cases because a person is customarily goes like this to the street, and they left it only some of these garments so that she's not disgusted. If that's the case, you have to permit by these, even by chatzah that does not have an air, but that's not being the B'riah Groh, that according to them, the Gemara is talking about in every chatzah, and that's what the Prima Gadim writes. It says, Mishbruv and B'riah Groh, Shmetzadik De'Rishon, he's inclined like the first opinion, which is that whatever you cannot go out to the street, you cannot go out to a chatzah Shein Merebes. Sivkat and Samach Beis. But the Mechaber says, currently, our women, no gulot, says they do go out to the street with jewelry. I know that is a filibus shul sram shalom, even in our street. Then the Mechaber goes back to explain, regarding this minig. Yes, Shamr, those who say the Medina Asuras, the Mecha Allah is forbidden, the filib not the Mechad Shin Merebes, even going to permit with a courtyard that does not have an Arab, halibus shalom, but our streets, the filib, even going to say they love the Mishul Sram. Even though it does not have Allah, because you don't have 600,000 people passing by every single day like it was in the Midbar, which we will learn how Rishon's Ram from. Not any less than the Carmelites in the times of the Gemara. For the Matina of the Gemara, Shum Deya, we don't find the Gemara any opinion of Shemata, the Carmelites, the Midst of the Carmelites. Now, the Yeshalim discussed that those who teach a schus to keep in the hashal lesson and shusram klal kam poiskim. Since we don't have a street at all, according to many poiskim, like a migzar, so you don't have the gezeira utr shusram that you might if you let a chutz shem rebbe's might come to let a street. Dam yahai karmel shalonu. So our karmel is similar to inyan zeh regarding this lachat shem rebbe's. B'shari and therefore it's permitted. Zeh beir de b'shulchan aruch la'am b'beis. That's how you explain the shulchan aruch. If you look at the b'beis, avshal lashem dochuk tzas. Even though the wording is a little bit forced. So God Samach Gimel, a miu v'chulu, but Mechaba said a ring that has a signet for a woman and does not have a chesed for a man, which is said chayev chatas, then you still give me chayev. Now, Ritzel, what it means to say is like this: the hazma b'deigish naisei kshu labish. If you carry it when you're wearing it, emem b'shemasa, there's no load. But less barakis drabon. It's only a rabbinic prohibition. A filip b'shusram gomer, even in a full-fledged street. Mishum dil mashalva machavi. You run to the problem, but might take it off and come to show it off. Lakach ekelu b'shalano. That's why they were leaning regarding our situation. Mashik b'zeh, which is not the case by this. Meaning, for the woman with the chaysim, the man without a chaysim, then we learned that you can michayv chatas if cotton zemadal af b'karmelus. Even the karmelus, which are rabbinically prohibited area, but then the same thing as the b'chatzos, this is the building one. Even in the courtyard, it's going to be forbidden. And anything that has a chiyav chatzos, we said that halacha. Now, some say that in today's time, the women have the custom to go out with rings that don't have a chaysim, so if gotten zamechei, harizu v'chulu, that's for them like a tachshon that's permitted. And according to this, it's possible that since the custom is to go out with rings that have a chaysim, so for them it's like a tachshon that's permitted. And the Chiddush B'Kveik, he writes, although one does not protest regarding this conduct, you have what to rely on. A soul person would be concerned for himself, not to go with a ring at all. That's out of the Erev, which is a Sharatin Erev, he said, because in the Erev, it's like a Chatzam Erevis, for sure one can rely on the first opinion, which is the unspecified opinion. That is lafima. She goes, but the corner. What he wrote in the beginning, based on right now, based on the last opinion, the b'tachshon muteres that by tachshon permitted. So this that's considered for them a tachshon would be permitted. But said mechaber, you have to warn the women not to go out with only the needles that they need and not more than that. What it means to say is even according to all the opinions that are lenient, it's only something that's an ornament. But let me double check in tachshon, but that's something that's not an ornament. Well, the figure of liver mashahit b'sif test that he permits in sif test machad la'amad the sagishurim, the needle to hold the knot. Then you shouldn't have more needles in the kerchief, more than what's needed to hold the braids, the knots of the woman's hair. Because if you have a needle that does not hold the knots, in a tachshon klal, it's not considered an ornament. All commercial be aron u'sham sif test, like we explained over there in sif test. Be halacha and divrei maschil kol sha'asru. That Mechaba said, whatever the Chacham said, it's forbidden to go out to the street. The first opinion held, you not go even to Chatzah She'in Murevis. Now, the explanation of the different opinions, in short, is like this. For the Mishnah, it's obvious that all Tachshit Na'asr, even in the Chatzah, except for Kaval and Peyanachas, which are permitted in the Chatzah, so that she's not disgraced on her husband. Rabbi Nandi Bar Sassan, in Nimr, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisi disagrees, and he holds, they're all permitted in a Chatzah like by Kaval. And Rambam and other many Rishonim passing like Rab that holds like the Tan of the Mishnah. However, regarding this itself, there are other opinions. The Rambam and those who hold like him, they hold the Dafka B'chadash Ein Mudebis, which is similar to Rishon's Rambam, but Chadash has an Erev for sure in the house. They did not make it forbidden at all to be adorned with these jewelry. That's the first opinion mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. You have the opinion of Ramban and those who hold like him that even by Chadash that has an Erev, it's forbidden and the same thing is in the house. That's the first Yeshem. You have the opinion of the Taisis that look like Rabbi Nani Bar Sassan, that all Tachshit not permitted in the Chatzah, even that there's not an Erev, that's the opinion of the Yashem, Hasheni, the second Yashem. And the extra explanation of the words of Machabi says, I explained Mishabruah from Sefkat Sabach Beis and onwards. Now that we don't have a full fledged Rosh Hashanah in our times, now the Mechab Mesimet Shimim Hayes Siv Zayin says anonymously, but they like the first opinion, that even Bezman Azad there is Rosh Hashanah. So obviously over here, in the name of the Yeshayim, he's writing this, but he does not necessarily hold like that. Or he does not hold like that. Magen Rebbe Simon Gimel Simon Shimim Hey writes the name of the Mechaber that passes like this, that Bezman Azad there is no Shusram. But it's not true, as the Tanya Shabbos points out. Look what we wrote over there in Simon Shimim Hei in the Biryat Lachem. Now you have to look into this opinion. Why don't we blow a Shofar Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos in our times? Because if there's no Rosh Hashanah, so it shouldn't apply. The Gzer, Shem Yabarin Dal Ramas, you might come to carry Dal Ramas in Rosh Hashanah. Divrei Maschil, Ki Bezeh She'in Lam Te'elis Bo Yishmu Lanu, because regarding the extra needles that they don't really need, they will listen to us. Sounds like that we don't rely on these terms so much.
only not to protest on them, because, like we said, better that they be shaygin b'chul, etc., so the achrayim, and not be mezidin. Some of the dirshus. Dirshu number 31. So we were speaking about these extra hears, this pay and achras, that she's allowed to go out with, not to be discounted al bailo. Now, the pay and achras that we have in our times, meaning what we call a sheitel, someone holds that it does not have the halacha pay and achras that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, because the peya in their times function as just like an ornament, and therefore it's forbidden to go out with it to Rishos Rabbim, to our Carmelis. But in our times, that it functions like a hat for tznias and like a full fledged garment, you let it go with it to the Rishos Rabbim. That's the opinion of Skarelis. Rishos Rabbim adds on that even for single girls are permitted to go out with a sheitel, with a wig in our times. So to go out with a cloth on our head, the Rishon Zalman holds it permitted because the matpachas is considered as a full-fledged garment. However, regarding married women that put on top of their sheitel a hat or some type of nice doily, or single girls that put on their head some type of a cloth for ornament or beauty, his opinion is to be stringent not to go out like that, because if we're concerned, may come to take it off to show it to her friends. Dish number 32, Mishabur brought that looking to be a good that's inclined like the first opinion, so it sounds like his opinion is to come out like that opinion, like the way the Vilna Gaon is inclined. And that's what sounds like from his words, and that's how Lamaister of Nissen Karel's Paskins, that it's possible to be lenient like the opinion of those who hold that the Chum did not make it forbidden to carry a Tachshit in the Chatz that has Erev and the house. He adds on that even the place that there's no Erev and there's no full fledged Rishos Ram, not to be protesting on those who are lenient, because since you're allowed to rely on what the Shulchan Aruch writes, the meaning of our women is to go out with all types of jewelry. Now then, Shlomo Zalman holds to be stringent regarding this, since the Shulchan Aruch writes to be stringent like the second opinion, unless at a time when it's necessary, and that was the custom of the Vilna Gaon, not to carry anything in his house, only in his hands. And according to Prima Gaudim, even those who permit, don't permit only by kishud, by ornament, but not by anything else. He adds that according to this opinion, it's forbidden to put objects in a person's lap or in other places in his garment on Shabbos, that even when he's in his house, and there's no permission to carry anything in his house only with his hands, and that in such a way you won't forget, and there's no concern that you might forget and walk out and carry it. But this reason, his opinion over there is that those who live in places that have a full fledged Rishos Ram, or those like who go like the Shita Pesach in Shimon Hay, that even in the place that's just 16 amos wide, that there's no 600,000, still considered as Rishos Ram in that Torah, they have to prevent from holding things in the pocket, a watch or some type of a needle or something like that, even when they're in their house. And that was the custom of the stipler, to empty out his pockets in the Erev Shabbos, even for the things that are permitted, so that he doesn't carry in his pocket even in his house. But when he was older, when he wasn't leaving his house at all, so then he would keep his tissues or something like that in his pocket. And the garment that a person does not usually go out with to Rishos Ram, for example, let's say his robe or something like that, for someone held, you don't have to be strange regarding that. Look what we write in Simrish Mbeis, Sivkot Nabav, and Shad Sin, later on, Simrish Nyud, Sivkot Nabav Beis. Dish number 33, the Mishnah Berurah said that our Carmelis is regarding this like a chatzah shein mordebis and would be permitted. But regarding big cities that have Rishos Ram Gemura, Shlomo Zalman is not sure if it's forbidden to go out with tachshitim, even the place where there's an eriv, according to his opinion that to be stringent like the pin of the guy, and not to carry even the house or chatzah that has an eriv, or that since most places don't have Rishos Ram, so that the takana was totally bottled already. And Shlomo Zalman is he's inclined that today that you have in the big cities full fledged Rishos Ram, then the head of the Shulchan Aruch would not apply to go out with Tachshitim. So Rav Niskarel is not sure how to judge the places that don't have Rishos Ram. Maybe it's possible to get from them easily to a Rishos Ram, like it's common in our times, that in the cities there's no Rishos Ram, but however, out of the city, in the highways that there are between the cities, there are Rishos Ram, and it's possible to get there very easily from within the city. Dish number 34, regarding a takshit that's not tightly fastened to the body or to a garment in a strong way. For example, let's say ornamental pins that are stuck into the garment with one stick. Shuvas Mechzirzli writes that even according to what's brought in Shulchan Aruch to be lenient regarding going out with takshitim, such takshitim would be forbidden to go out with because you have to be concerned that maybe it's going to fall, and the woman might come to pick it up and to carry it, and it's not shaykh in such a way that the reasoning of the hatter that's brought in the Ramah. Now, emblems that illustrate on the application of the one who's wearing to a certain group, for example, let's say a certain youth group, or you have such some type of pin, someone holds, they're considered like a masli, like a load, not like a takshin. Therefore, it's forbidden to go out with them in all places that you're not allowed to carry. Shulchan Zitzchak writes that if it's a glorification of the one who's wearing it, they're getting these titles, they're considered like a takshin. However, you should be stringent not to go out the men with these type of symbols, because the word to be kivayeger that a burnish brus sib katan samachay. Now, regarding a disc that a soldier carries on his shoulder, on his neck, and it says the specifics of the soldier that has to wear such a necklace. Shulchan Aruch Zitzchak writes, it's not going to say nalakam albush nalakin tachshin. So we're going to go out with the Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman holds that if there's a purpose with that, for example, a situation that is concerned that if something might happen and it's going to be able to verify in the middle certain necessary specifics, then it would be permitted to go out with that to Rosh Hashanah. Issue number 36. Mishmur said that a Baal Nefesh should be concerned not to go out with a ring at all. The reason for this, writes Rabbi Kaviv Egan, is Agos and Shulchan Aruch, that since the Shulchan Aruch writes later on to warn the women not to go out with something that there's no benefit, that to listen to us regarding that, sounds like that we don't rely like a tchil on all the hatim that's burned in Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, men that would listen to the words of the Chachamim, it's not appropriate for them to rely on these hatim. Now, the understanding of the opinion of those who are lenient, Shubhas Egan's Mishra writes, that when they made it forbidden to wear Takshim on Shabbos, to confirm that you might come to take it up and show it to your friends, the gedda the issa was not to consider them as a malbush. And for that reason, it's forbidden to wear Takshim, also even on men, because even though on men, you don't really have that concern. But when the women start having the custom to wear Takshim jewelry, and we're not protesting regarding them, so then the jewelry ended up becoming like a malbush, like a garment. And even for women, although it's really still aser, that's only like a takana. That even though the reason is not here anymore, that the takana is not batal. But for men that never really had this takana, then if that's the case, currently that the takshit might consider as a malbish, so we don't make it forbidden for them to go out with these things on Shabbos. Issue 37, something that's made as a tashmish and as a takshit. So Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Shin Aleph Sifrit Aleph, in the first opinion, that's forbidden to go out with it, because the one who sees will say, oh, that he's carrying it out for the purpose of a tashmish, of a utility. So Charatin writes over there that the kavanah of Shulchan Aruch is that even according to the custom of women that they have to go out with tachshitim, even if right now they're going out with only for the purpose of a tachshit, but when the one who sees is not going to know that they're going out with a tachshit, that's revaldemurg, that would be problematic. Edition number 39, the Be'er Halacha was saying, obviously, what Machab is writing over here is really in the name of the Yeshayimim that he's writing, but he really doesn't hold like that, because he holds actually, we do have Rosh Hashanah and Gemurah. Another explanation to resolve the words of Shulchan Aruch, and Shubhas Erlet Tzin, he writes that later on, the Shulchan Aruch is concerned with the opinion of those who hold that we have Rosh Hashanah even today's times, because there is discussion regarding Issa V'Tzam and HaTorah. But in our Siman, we're discussing wearing jewelry. This is only Mijabonon. So Machab was not concerned for the stringent opinion, and therefore he permitted to go out with all Takshitin in our streets. Edition number 41, Be'er Halacha pointed out the wording of the Mechaber sounds like we don't really want to rely on these Tanaim for wearing jewelry. It's just like a B'di'evin. Therefore, men that will listen should not do it. Pinchas Nish, well, since the Shulchan Aruch writes Shekach Nagu Nashim, that's how the women have a custom, for sure that's how it's Paskin La Halacha, and that's Meikar Adin, and therefore women are permitted to go out with their jewelry Likat Chila, even in a place where there's no air. Pinram Nisgrael says that in our times, if they're accustomed to wear their jewelry only on Shabbos and things like that, then you don't have the reason of the Hetter that the Ramah writes, because since Tachshidim are common, we're not concerned that she might come to take it and show it to our friends. To the contrary, today that the norm is that they do show their jewelry to their friends, and therefore one should not be lenient to go out with them to a chatzah that does not have Erev. However, you don't protest regarding those who do go out with it. However, in a house and a chatzah that has an Erev, his opinion there is that you can be lenient because you can rely on the first opinion that's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that Chama not geyser on carrying in the house or by a chatzah that has an Erev, at least for that case that we described.